Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Says in the Mishnah, he both can also be Sheva Chakiros. They would examine the Edom with seven, what they call Chakira questions, which were basic information, such as Be'ezo Shavua, Be'ezo Shana, Be'ezo Chodesh, Be'kam, Be'chodesh, Be'ezo Yom, Be'ezo Shah, Be'ezo Makom. What Shemitah cycle was it? What year was it that it happened? What month was it? What day of the month, what day of the week, what hour of the day, and what place, what was the location. Rabbi Yossi Omer Be'ezah Yom Be'ezah Shah Be'ezah Makom Makirin Atem Oso Hasrisem Bo Ho'vir Avol Zara Esmi Avaru B'meh Avar. And Rabbi Yossi says, they would ask, what day was it, what hour of the day, what place was it, did you recognize him, do you know who it is, did you give Hasra'ah, was the guy doing Avol Zara, who was he being Ovid, with what was he Ovid Avol Zara, meaning was he what kind of avodah zarah was it? Was it pa'or or markulis? Was he shechting an animal to the avodah zarah? Was he being mishtachaveh to the avodah zarah? So, meaning the way Rabbi Yossi understands, the Bar Tanura points out, is that you only need three chakiros. You don't need to ask what shemitah cycle it was or what year it was. You only need to ask what day, what hour, and what place. So it happens to be, the Bar Tanura points out, we don't paskel like Rabbi Yossi, that even if the edim come in and say this happened yesterday, we still ask all of these questions, because going through the process of asking the questions might intimidate the Edom a little bit. Mishnah Beis, Kala Marba Bebedikos Harezim Meshubach. The more we're Marba Bebedikos, the more we ask Bedikos questions, probing questions, it's more praiseworthy. Maiso Badik Ben Zakai Bu Uktse Te'enim. One time Ben Zakai asked Bedikos questions about the stems of the figs, of the fig tree that the crime was committed under. Umabin Chakiros Lebedikos. What are the halachic differences between chakira questions and bedika questions? Chakira, sechadomer in yodei edus and betela. On a chakira question, if one guy says, I don't know, the whole edus is batel. Bedika, sechadomer in yodei avafilu shnaimor, menon yodin edus and kayemes. On a bedika question, if a person says, or even if both edim say they don't know, I wasn't paying attention to the thickness of the stems of the figs on the fig tree, the edus is still binding. Echad chakiros vechad bedikos, bezmach machish both by chakiros and bedikos, though, if they contradict each other in their testimony about whether it be a chakira question like the time and place, or whether it be a bediko question like the stems of the figs or anything like that, the edus is going to be batel. So they just can't contradict each other. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that the Tanakhama holds that there are seven chakiros, and Rabbi Yossi says there are really only three chakira questions. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that to ask a lot of bedikah questions is a good thing, and sometimes to such detail, like about the uktze te'enim. But when it comes to chakiru questions, if a person doesn't know the answer to all the chakiru questions, he's disqualified from being an aid. But if a person doesn't know the answer, even if both edim don't know the answer to a bedikah question, it does not disqualify anything. It's only if they contradict each other that there's a disqualification. But Hashem, next time, we'll pick up with Parakeh, Mishnah Gimel.